Welcome back to KSL at Night. Did everyone else feel the earth move today? Did you notice that Taylor Swift dropped an album? But there's two albums. Did you notice, Greg Skordis?
I missed it until I got here, and we've been listening to a lot of Taylor Smith, Swift, as we've been preparing for the show.
So listeners, I just need you to know the fact that he doesn't know her name is why I had to bring in Caitlin Johnston, producer at Dave and Dejanovic at KSL News Radio, and KSL's own resident Swiftie. Caitlin, please rescue me from this conversation with Greg, who doesn't know who she is.
He knows who she is.
I know very well who she is. Saw her at the Super Bowl.
All right, here's the deal. We just came in listening to Fortnite. Caitlin, is that your favorite song off the new album?
Oh, I cannot tell you my favorite song because there are 31 songs that I listen to and I am still processing. It's one of my top. As soon as I listened to that one, she's a little unhinged. So it was shocking to me. I'm kind of hyper-focused on a couple right now, but that one's one of them. I really like I Can Do It With a Broken Heart and The Prophecy are just a few, but it will change as I continue to listen to the mass amount of songs that she dropped and kept me up until 2 a.m. last night listening to it.
Right. You were just totally absorbing it, right? So I love that you're like hyper-focused and you're thinking about it. And did you notice the heart apps all over social media? Like when you were liking things, were you getting those cute like apps, like the hearts that were floating up?
Yeah. And that's so we listened to, well, just one thing on social media on Instagram, how we found out about the double drop is we had finished the first drop. There's 16 songs, I think. Then a little countdown popped up on her Instagram as we were finishing that. And I just had to accept that I was going to be awake for a few more hours. And I wake up pretty early, so I got about 3 hours of sleep. But it was worth it. It's just a whole process, and I'm glad I stayed up.
Caitlin, it seems like Taylor Swift's songs are often very, very personal. I mean, I've heard this over and over and over. I mean, she bears her soul, so to speak. And I suppose just from what we've heard here, these two albums are no exception to that. I mean, she talks about relationships. She talks about good and bad things going on in her life. But she really is very personal in her songwriting.
Oh, yeah. And this album specifically, I think she's letting it all out. And she is just, it's like her deepest cuts, in my opinion. There were a few songs that I got emotional listening to, which that happens with Taylor Swift, but they hit very personally to me. And I just think that she is an artist that isn't afraid to put it all out there. And a lot of people connect with her. And she just kind of explains our feelings to us and just says the things that we don't know how to say. And I love her for that one. I think you have a sound of the other song that I am hyper focused on, and it's because I felt personally attacked when listening to that. So,
Yeah. Now, can we talk, Caitlin, about the fact that it is the Tortured Poets Department? Can you tell Greg, because I'm 100% sure he has no idea why it's titled that, and maybe gives a little insight into, you know, what personally she's been working through?
Well, that's a lot. So, yeah, I mean, we've been trying to figure that out, but it's been written over the past 2 years, and that is something, an Easter egg, why she got us all like in a spiral, is she was giving us the number 2 second album drop. Anyways, but that she's been through a massive breakup in the public eye, but I think there's other things that have been going on in her life over the past 2 years. I don't think it just revolves around that. So it's just, in my opinion, she is opening up the book, telling the story. And if you listen to all 31 songs, the very last song, The Manuscript, really closes that book and puts a bow on it. And she's ready to move on past the sadness. That's my interpretation of that.
Yeah. And I guess I thought, Caitlin, that the title, doesn't it come from like Joe Alwyn's, like the breakup boyfriend?
If you want to name names, Joe Alwyn is definitely a part of it. I actually think Matty Healy from 1975 is involved in some of these songs, which is interesting. And there's a couple happy ones that we think might be about Mr. Travis Kelce.
So. Yeah. No, and I just think like my understanding was the name, right? It's like the group chat that Joe Alwyn had with his friends.
Yes, I see what you're saying. I kind of forgot about that because I've been so hyper-focused. I can't remember exactly what that group was called, but he has something very similar about that, and it is kind of a dig,
right?
Which is why we like Taylor Swift.
That's right.
Caitlin, what is it about Taylor Swift that makes her so popular? I mean, I know you can't answer that in the time we have, but right. It seems like she was big a couple years ago, she's bigger and bigger and bigger, and she drops two albums literally the same time, and they're both going to be monsters. I mean, people just love her. I mean, the Super Bowl, it seems like we spent more time watching her than we did Travis Kelce. Right.
Yeah, and it's, she just feeds her fans is a great way to explain it. She is one of the most authentic people that I can say is out in the public eye. Obviously, I've never met her, but you can just tell she is authentic, down to earth, and she is real. And you can tell that by her songwriting, because she just says it how it is. And like this whole week, for example, she was giving us words to unscramble in her lyrics. And it was spelling out a sentence, and we were trying to figure it out all week, and it ended up being a lyric in one of the songs. But that's just an example of one thing that she has done. She's so engaged with her fans. It, release week and release day is like Christmas. I was so excited and scared yesterday. It was just incredible. And I just think, I don't know any other artist out there that is so engaged and cares about the fan interaction so much. It's like nothing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk for just a second with you, Caitlin, about one. I think it's super cool. She's releasing it on vinyl, all ahead of record store. Like, you could buy it at a record store on record store day coming up. So part of me is like, here is this musician boosting, right, like record stores, which are usually, you know, little local record store, right? You know, you just kind of wander into these places. So I think that is super cool. So I just kind of wanted to talk about what you think. Like, my goodness, she dominated 2023. She's going to dominate 2024. I wonder if she brings back vinyl industry just single-handedly with this record drop.
She, as she's been doing a re-record as well, I've been getting more interested in vinyl, so she definitely is playing a role on that. I've been collecting other vinyl as well, but I think that having physical media is more of a collectible, and I am getting kind of obsessed with it as well. I have a little bit of a gripe with it, though, because I caved in and I saved my money, and like every month when I saw her drop her different variants, I decided that I wanted all of them. I think there were four, and last night she dropped all of the songs, because the key to getting the vinyl was the extra song on the specific variant. And so I was like, well, I want these songs. I'm going to get them. And now they're just all out there. And I just want one vinyl that has all of the songs on it. So I'm a little bugged by that, but I know it's all collectible. It's not really an issue. I spent a lot of money, and I just want, there's songs that aren't going to be on it now.
Yeah.
So.
Caitlin, when we were starting the show, I was talking to Leah, and I, like, who writes her songs? And Leah said she writes her own. In fact, yep, she writes for other artists. I mean, she's such a prolific writer. Not only that, but she nails it. When you watch her, when you see her, she just has such a personality. But what a mega talent to write, 31 songs? And she probably had another album within the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, I don't think she ever stops writing. And that's why when people say they don't like Taylor Swift, I'm just kind of like, have you listened to what she's saying? And it's okay. I don't need to convince anyone to like her. She has enough fans. But she really does write every single one of her songs. She has co-writers on some of them and producers that we are starting to get more familiar with on this. But yeah, she really is just, like, I could say self-made, but really all of her work is her work. And that's just a big thing as to why she's doing the re-releases as well. But this is, it's true art.
Caitlin Johnston, KSL's resident Swiftie, thank you so much. Any top of line thing you want to leave us and our listeners with tonight?
Well, if you're curious, give it a chance and listen and read her lyrics. It's a lot. It's 2 hours and 2 minutes, more of the twos, but there are really deep cuts and just meaningful messages in all of her songs, and she just knows how to tell a story.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight, Caitlin. And just like, use the weekend, absorb all of it, and then, you know, text me Monday what you learned.
Yes.
Thanks, Caitlin. All right, listeners, thank you so much for listening to KSL at Night. I have enjoyed this time with you, Greg.
It's
it was a great 2 hours.
Yep.
Please come back next week. And as we go out, let's listen to Caitlin's other favorite song on this album from Taylor Swift. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. Because I can do it with a broken heart.